But let's jump into our message this morning. It's entitled, We Are a Grateful People. We are a grateful people, and we're grateful for what the Lord is doing, what He wants to do. I am grateful for so many things, but most of all, I'm grateful for my life in Christ. My life in Christ. But this morning, I want to recognize the many reasons that we do it. It's actually written into our country. And it should be written into the fabric of our lives. It is written in the Word. A great man once said, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and faith. Now, therefore, I do recommend that we all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and faith. George Washington. I read this to let you know that we have freedom to give thanks. We have freedom to do so. We're thankful for that freedom. But the reason for our celebration is the Lord. In 1621, the year 1621, a long time ago, the pilgrims held a festival that would arrive on Thanksgiving. Are you okay with a little history today? It's important to know what we do. But this was a group of Bible-believing Christians. And they were seeking a place to celebrate their religion in freedom. Having sailed for about 2 months over stormy seas, and they encountered a hard winter that was very prepared for it, and it cost them nearly. And finally, after all this, in the spring, a couple of Native Americans came to help and to plant how to live in this century. And one of them accepted Christ. That summer, they brought in a good to which one of them replied, God be praised. We had a good increase of corn, and by the goodness of God, we are far from want. We are far from want this morning. That's a reason to give thanks. The pilgrims then declared a time in the fall to celebrate all that God has done. This became known. 3 day celebration of all kinds of food. They had medicine and seafood. They had turkey. They had corn. They had berries. With all those different things, no matter what weird thing they did, but they had games and competitions, and most importantly, they had a time set apart for prayer. And among the 53 pilgrims, you had many Native Americans all coming together to celebrate and give thanks. So in light of that, I ask you what your thankfulness will look like this year. Do you set aside time to give thanks, to pray and give thanks? You see, it's important to know why we do things. Why we do things. The nation of Israel celebrated many things in festivals and feasts, but they always had a purpose behind it that God established for them to see and realize it represented something. And that's what our founding fathers did as well. They wanted to set aside a time for a nation to be thankful. To be thankful. So as we prepare to celebrate this year, let's make sure that we know why. We know it's not only a responsibility of the church. It could be one of the chief pleasures life. Watch this. The measure of our trust in God is the ability to give thanks. The ability to give thanks at God's time. This morning, we need to know the freedom of our thanks, the focus of our thanks, and the celebration of Psalm 100. I thought often thanksgiving. You're going to read that this morning. Psalms 100. Let's say before I read that passage, it says, make a joyful shout. Hallelujah. So, without me having to say it, the Bible says, make a joyful shout. Feel free to hallelujah and amen, because this is the Word of God. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Lord, the Lord is the King of God. It is His name, and not the Lord. We are people that speak of things past. Enter into His courts with and into His courts with praise. Be thankful for His blessed name, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth is good to all people. First, we must know the freedom of the Lord. Verse 1 of the Bible is not give thanks. In this land, we have a lot to be thankful for. That's why it is so good. We have the practice within the practice of God's name. It's not to work as that. Thank you. in the nation in 1776. This is not political in any means, but it's important to know where the truth is from. That faith hope in God is important. Not in any God, but to the God of the Bible. That's what God is talking about. The God that is the truth and the true God. We have the freedom to celebrate Him. We're trying to celebrate Him, but not to get all that has been given. This is an opportunity to give your family an actual thanksgiving to God. The Congress may put in their statement within the whole Holy Spirit to give us hope today. Much like what the Bible is not to know, that truth has just stated, doesn't come from the Lord. It only comes from the Lord. It is true freedom. Corinthians 3:17, what the spirit of the world is the spirit of freedom. What the spirit of the spirit of the spirit is the spirit of the spirit. We're thankful that we have a nation. There's so much more that we are free to do. So that any person or come to this. It doesn't matter who you are. The person who is not, you are born in Christ. And that alone is a gift of thanks. And that's what the scripture is talking about. When you put inside of you, thank God for all your gifts. And when we do this, we fast and we recognize that moment. When we come, we find ourselves in this room. We want to find something that comes from our heart and grasp. The way is to make the world so we are so right. To follow worth following. Colossians 3:17, in whatever you do, in word or deed, in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to Him. Giving thanks. We have the pointer of giving thanks. We have now had the over the page. First one is like this. It is shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord. Focus on things. That is the reason why we pray, the reason why we give thanks. Not just the nation, but have individual free trust. We thank you for the pilgrims thank you that Africa survived. Sometimes I only get only half the time. Sometimes we need to thank God we're alive. He still has a purpose. He still has a plan for your life as a people. We are called to be grateful people. Are you grateful today? Yeah, you do. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 16. We are so grateful. Praise God in everything, give thanks to the Lord, for story. It is God's way. I never met one of those people. I don't know it was Jesus who was talking to the Holy Spirit. Hopefully you got that. But we can sometimes get to that moment where we just find things wrong. We want to complain about the truth. Being thankful helps you to want to repent. And God wants that for you. So make yourself to care for what He has asked for you to do. It's a good thing. God is for you. And God is for you. Another great man said, has been a blessing to the people of the throne is a gift to which they come. They are the place of the most high. I also invite my fellow citizens to a place of thanksgiving and prayer who are beneficial to dwellers in the heavens. Have this morning from people who helped save the kids. Remember the scripture from the Lord who came to the kingdom for the other things to do. In the next scripture, Black Friday, that thing we have to do is to do for the sake of the kids. Yes, you have to do it to do those things. Remember the shape of the scripture. 1:17 Every perfect, will drop above and come down from the perfect that lies within the manifestation or shadow that is turning. God has a perfect. And I want you to see in on that, but some of us might not have had the experience yet. But I'll give you an example from my life. I never worried about anything in my life. I know if I have a faith, which I have been in the past, my dad would have come through. And he loved to give a gift. Sometimes early, for my dad to not give a gift. He's so excited about it that, you know, I think one year, like 2 weeks before Christmas, and we need to give. That's the part of it. God is for you. Do not forget. Do not worry. It's going to be true. Even my dad. But it's after recognizing how God is in verse 2. Serve a loving master, a kind saint. We choose to serve him. Who one way, and that is complete abandonment. Because it's so restful that he chooses. So, first here is the work, the way to work for the Lord. The work for someone who has the blessing of a superior and chooses. Him in gladness. In gladness, because when you walk with him, even in the hard things, you're stepping into the Lord that you see. You're stepping into knowing that has the next step. He is known for his delight, his word says. He puts into gladness. And watch one of my favorites. Come before him with singing. We are supposed to be singing singers. Singing singers. Praise to remember. To serve the Lord. Go about it with singing. And that's what this book is about. Let it be singing and stuff. And come up saying, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And just keep on going. Keep on. Describes what the suffering in life is. This joy and gladness are the spontaneous reward. In gladness of the spontaneous of living faith. And this is the psalmist here. They wrote this poem. He is a man's man. He was born. He fought battles. He fought so you never come to a point where you're too much of a man or you're too shy to get through. That's the joy of the Lord to come up within you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So, in the place, your family, just family, you not with our to know what he is to confess he is to confess accountable to him as he is have not earned. I'll be the first to say I want to say yet he chose me. You. Each year. And God doesn't stop there. He calls us to the pain in his passion. What does that mean? Well, he has the pain that he takes off and he takes off. Hope is for the anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that what Christ has made known to us, that we have all understand for God is trusted in mind through Christ Jesus. This is so important. One of the best things you can do is begin to give thanks. If you're going through something hard, begin to give thanks. If you're going through something good, but remember, you aim in God's path, God's person as a priest. He does not like to be met with his truth. You claim that. You claim it with him. You don't miss. We don't make ourselves, that might sound funny, but we get into the cloud. Sometimes we can have a accomplishment. So we say, what do we do? That's what we do. When really, we only have what we have. The word that we have only God with it. Only God. river and that is a key to not grateful for what we see that same thought in Ezekiel 29:3, where it says, but in 29:22-23, not now ashamed. The work of my hands. It is my hands. And God is working. God is working in us. He's working around us. He's working in us. And we thank him for all of us. The course of the passage, in our families. And that is one of the greatest things to be thankful for. My family loves the way my family says, the question of the comment, what to care of different people or whatever. My wife. And it's okay. You don't have to. All you have to do is go to Jesus. God's working in your family. He's working in your family. Recognize it. Thank God. Means for everyone. Everyone can put one of those in the process of life or death. This is everything that means that the working community, entering through the faith, in a community, think about how that stands out. People will come to see a thankful person. But what is it? And it will be so grateful that they love other people. Celebrate with because gratitude brings others to the world. Gratitude, thankfulness brings others to the world. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore, to him that continually offers sacrifice to the Lord, that is the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to him, but do not forget. For sacrifice, God is well pleased. No, I was talking to someone this morning, perhaps he might be in the room with them, okay? And they don't have any family. So I said, almost every year, pretty much every year, we don't have any house to go. You are with, I don't want to be a bad one. I want to exclude. That's what this book is about. That is what it's about. Make sure you have to do things. But we're all drawing closer to God. That's what we're talking about. So we thank him with grace and we share him. That's what we're doing. And they share them will enter the presence from the Lord. Another great man, the high point of the perfect instruction comes. The only ones of God, the good ones of God, the first man of the good and continues to us. The Holy Spirit wants to help the Lord to enlighten and make us wise to eternal salvation. We present our tenderness, finished, and completion. The divine of our Lord Christ is to be known, understood, and practiced among all the inhabitants of the world. Another one of our Lord the Father. When done well, celebration is the thanks of the Lord's Father. This is the focus. Some of the people in the land turn to Jesus. This is why we celebrate Thanksgiving. This is why. Verse 4. To be thankful, to bless his name. Sometimes I try to because I like to bless God, not just for innocence, which means to be so deceived. This is what shows up. This is what can you trust in me? And this is the truth of that. And we can trust Him. But the root is to pray. This is what it means to be. Clear of sound. Make it perfect. What can it be? He's fine. He's a boat. But he's foolish. Sometimes that's right. But the gratitude of the victory. I want you to think about this just for a moment. If you were on death row and someone comes up and takes you, and you walk out of that. What are you going to do? I'm probably going to break it. Probably from person. Not just from person, but from person. We are from this morning. From the flesh. And that's what the only means to bless. Use the hand to put it out to the fear in worship in the hand. And that's why we assert sometimes in worship to do so. That's the one that tell me that he did not like the situation. May he bless us. You raise your hands to thanksgiving to God. And some of us just put gratitude to God. You can't say, but wait. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift our hands in the form of our. Instrument to praise for three different reasons in verse 5. The first is the Lord is just good. Amen? The Lord is good. That means that He is good. And this alone is the good thing. Because it works. That is mercy. Great mercy is two different things. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Grace is to give what you don't deserve. But the mercy is everlasting, no vanishing hope for His mercy. Mercy is a reason to pray. It's to all. Everything in the foundation of what seen in heaven with the Lord. We're grateful. We're thankful for these things. So we put our hands up and say, God, for all of it. And this stretches out for everyone who means each way. Wherever we dwell, Psalm 16:34. Thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love for you. His love for you. We never cease to have reason. Found into our we were meant to be a grateful people. We were meant to be a grateful people. Have we let it grow? To come forward. I'm going to invite you, if you will, to stand across the stage. I want to take a moment of gratitude to the Lord. I want to encourage you to come with like the Psalms of hope. Clamor. Raising your hand of hope from your hope. And at the same time, before struggling with your history, I invite you to come forward and repent. You could be unforgiving towards someone, or seeking to realize that in Jesus, you can do it. Whatever it is that you need to do, let's enter in with thanksgiving for all of the problems.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you next time. And don't forget, you can support us by giving through the Church Center app or by going online at summitwc.com/give.